Good evening. Welcome to Masters of the Steel String Guitar. My name is Joe Wilson. I'll be your host for the evening. I wanted to tell you that this program is a result of some cooperation between UCSC Arts and Lectures and Cabrillo College, and we're much impressed by that. You know, when colleges can get along together and cooperate, It may even be that the nations in the Mideast will learn to get along together. You're going to hear six styles of guitar playing this evening. I wanted to tell you that the guitar is one of the oldest instruments. You find it engraved on the tomb of Ramses. It's as old a symbol as that of the scarab. It's amazing that any shape can endure through 4,000 or 5,000 years. The little fretboard, the incurving sides, it was there. And it was found among the Greeks. They called it the kithara. Socrates played it. Pythagoras improved the fretboard. Back then, in the Middle Ages, you had to make your own case, though. You had to slaughter the ox and make a cover out of ox hide, and you had to make the strings out of the sheep intro. It was hard to be a guitar player back then. These guys have it easy now. And at the end of the last century, the guitar might have been around and in the hands of kings for many centuries. It had been a toy of the royalty. Louis the 14th, the Sun King, was a guitar player, and Charles II of the British Restoration of the Monarchy was a guitar player, and Benjamin Franklin, and Thomas Jefferson's daughters. An instrument of the elite, but at the end of the last century, it fell into the hands of the middle class, and they started playing it in the parlor. It became a parlor instrument. It was a ladies' instrument. There was a time in Roman times when it was also a ladies' instrument, but in this century, it fell into the hands of working people, and black folks and hillbillies got hold of the guitar. Working people all over this country, including a lot in Southern California. We're going to start our program tonight with the blues, with the Piedmont blues, the old melodic form of the blues that draws its repertoire from the black string bands of colonial times. And we're going to bring out a guy who's done an enormous amount to revive the Piedmont style. He's won a couple of W.C. Handy Awards that's the best award you can get for a traditional blues album. And a couple of years ago, our National Endowment for the Arts gave him a National Heritage Fellowship. He's working all over the world now. He's a great player. Would you make welcome from Bowling Green, Virginia, John Cephas.